بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مصنف ابن أبي شيبة. الحديث reported by Hazrat Ali رضي الله عنه. This is a good person and he has a good friend. The friend passes away. So the Jannat and Jahannam starts with death. You may think the Jannat and Jahannam is a long drawn thing, but it starts upon death. Straight away death, you see it. So this person sees his place in Jannat, very excited. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. It's a place which is most reliable and most trustworthy. Because every man, as he moves on, then he wants about four or five things. Good food, something good to drink, good place to live, good place to live, good clothes to wear, right? And good friends, wives. So there's about four or five things that you need. And then obviously you need some vehicle. But now with all this, you need a cover. So you got wealth, you got your businesses, you got everything running in, right? But if you don't have a proper business cover, you feel secure. So for the security, you know, people will do some things that will not be right. Insurance, takaful, you do all these things. And Allah Ta'ala, the creator of man, He knows what's in your mind. He knows that you want some security. So Allah Ta'ala says, I give you a full cover. So what I've given you, that will remain, never to be taken away, never to be altered, and never to be tired of. Not altered, not taken away, not to be tired of. So every moment is a new experience in Jannat. Now it's a new experience, the next moment is a new experience, so you're never tired. Yeah, you have the most thrilling holiday, but I say, now I had it, now it's enough, now I need to come back home. You have the most exotic food, and then you said, alright, now I had, now it's enough. But there, the thrill never ends, never wears out. It carries on and on. And then, some people like company, companionship, muttaqiina alaiha mutaqabilin, aamne samne baith rahe baatcheet kar rahe. Many people like that, isn't it? I can't be straight alone now in Jannat. So Allah says muttaqiina alaiha mutaqabilin, facing each other, and then you'll be served. So the cover on all is fi maqamin amin. You are going to be in a place with a full cover. No decrease in excitement, experience, love, enjoyment. Nothing decreasing. Just escalating all the time. So therefore, you don't want to change. So now this one friend passes away. As he passes away and he sees his maqam, he sees his place in Jannat, so he remembers the friend that used to remind him of Allah Ta'ala, remind him of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remind him of his commands and duties, remind him of his prohibitions and obligations, remind him also that one day you have to meet with Allah Ta'ala and you will take a full account of what you have done. So he is in his place, he's taken his place. And he's thinking of those moments that brother should advise him. So these ways that are instituted and shown by our Kabir, hold them dearly, respectfully. Sometimes you may understand the wisdom, and sometimes you may not understand the wisdom. When I seen this hadith, and I thought of the Tabligh Jamaat and the Gush, what they remind you? Same thing, right? Obligations, come to namaz, you have to die one day, you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So more or less, it's the same thing, right? So, this ways that have been shown and prescribed by elders, don't underestimate it. Don't think they are backwards, and don't underestimate it. Maybe some things we haven't yet fully identified, fully registered, but it started off and it was taken off by our elders. When it's taken off by our elders, there will be some good in it. You know, lately, Murad Ismail took out on Kitab Shamli, you know. So, I gave it to one school teacher, old school teacher, about over 80 or something. And strangely, his subject was history and geography. So now, he studied geography at a higher level, history at a higher level. So one day, he's meeting me after namaz, and he's telling me, you know, I am a student of geography and history. In my days, I was teaching it at the high school. So that was my pet subject, my interest. And I looked into Islamic history as well. And now I look at this book. It's written in a simple format, but it reminds me of the day of the Sahaba Kiram. After the Sahaba Kiram, Tabi'in. Now, I don't know of, not that there isn't, I don't know of anyone who was working in the same line. When I saw this, I said, hey, they're working on the same line. Right. They're working on the same line. So I told that Ustad, I told him, teacher, that around the 1980s, I used to be going with students to India. So, in that particular year, it was Maulana Ahmad Marhum Padia. Some of you may have heard of him, right? So he had accompanied me, and I was just spotting Bombay, so after further thought of taking a walk, and my luck, one Arab joined us. Arab, very, very wealthy and educated. So he said, can I join us for it? So in the stroll now, he's talking to me. And he says, I've seen the world, I've traveled the world, I've done everything, right? Went for holidays, enjoyed, tabligh, I did everything. But he says, I haven't seen a similarity of the nature of the work that people of the ulama of Dioban in India have done. I said, why? He's telling me, you know, this teacher is telling me, and that was in 1980, he's telling me, I haven't seen a similarity. So what do you see? He says, now see, if you talk of any line of khidmat, then it stems from India. Talk of Tabligh Jamaat, start off there. Talk of madrasas that are running international, Tabligh Jamaat international, right? Madrasas international, global, again. Khanqahs running international, India. India means undivided Pakistan, India. But that's the thing that is taken on, is lasting, it's enduring. Talk of jihad movements, again starting off here. So I don't know what's the secret. That whatever takes on from here, it's got a life, it endures, it carries on. And there may be others that are doing things, but in pockets here, they're doing something. But it's not at an international scale, it's not taking on, you don't see the results, you don't see the effects. You saw that you see the effect of it. I remember people that I knew of, right? 1960s, early 60s, people are going for Hajj. And on the return, there's a total change in their lives. Total change. Where there wasn't a beard, now they're keeping beards. From early 60s, right? And there wasn't a beard, now they're keeping full beards. If they were not performing namaz with Jamaat, now they're doing namaz with Jamaat. If they weren't reading Tahajjud namaz, now they punctual on Tahajjud. If they were not reciting Quran Sharif regularly, now they're reciting Quran Sharif regularly. If they were a little bit aggressive in their style, now they're becoming very humble and very sincere in their style. When I saw this now, I compared this with the Nafal Hajj and Umrah of today. The way you're going, coming back, but there's no noticeable change. So then it makes you wonder, alright, they also went to the house of Allah Ta'ala, and these people are also going. But now why these people had a drastic change? They went one safar, and on the return they were different people. Now they're going and coming, but you don't see a dramatic change. So there was something is missing somewhere. And instead of us picking out at others, this person is a fault, this person is a problem, the easiest and the simplest thing is, look within ourselves, alright? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you look within yourself. You see, he is the spanner in the work, he is the problem in the work, but are you totally free of all type of blame? Can't you look within yourself? So anyway, when he sees his place in Jannah, that he thinks of the friend that used to remind him. And then he says to Allah Ta'ala, you know, I had a friend, and this friend used to remind me about you, about your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about your commands and prohibitions, about the day that I will meet you and I'll give a full account. And just because of him now, he was the cause, he is the catalyst for me being here today. So Allah Ta'ala, please Allah Ta'ala, I beg you bless him, keep him steadfast until he can see all the delights that I am enjoying. Okay. So Allah Ta'ala said, alright, just remain calm. If you only knew what we got in store for him, you would cry less and you would laugh more. You understand from this that when you are good and the companion is good, then you're getting du'as from the grave also. You are good, companion is good, then the graves are making du'a for you. Forget the living. When these people are living, they are waiting for you to come. They're waiting for your arrival. Anyway, some time passes and this person passes away, so they meet up. When they meet up, and Allah Pak says, now compliment and can congratulate each other. Carpets are rolled, they're walking, they're strolling, they're enjoying. What an excellent companion. May Allah Ta'ala reward you, what you did for me, where you brought me. It wasn't your words, I wouldn't have been here today. And congratulating, enjoying. And the same happens on the other side, on the converse, on the reverse side. Sometimes you think, you see a person striving so hard on property, other property, one wealth, some other wealth. And then you summarize the whole life, 45, 50, 55, 60, is gone. How do you think it's so much of work, but such a short life, was it worth the while? For such a short life, and so much of struggle, so much of striving, that it makes you ask, it makes you wonder, so much I did, but such a short life, what have I really invested for my future? What have I done? So now the opposite is also true. There's a friend, and he's always diverting him, distracting him from Allah Ta'ala. Don't be concerned about Allah Ta'ala. Don't be concerned about the Sunnah. Don't worry about too much of halal haram. Don't worry about these things here. And the akhirat now is one of those things now. Don't get consumed with these things. Don't let these things just eat you up. Just be casual, just be calm, and don't take these things serious. So now, that person dies. When he dies, then he remembers the friend that was turning him away from Allah Ta'ala, from his commands, from his prohibitions, from the day of Qiyamah, from the day he's going to meet Allah Ta'ala. He remembers that person and the occasion that he used to distract him. Allah Ta'ala, keep him in sin. Let him suffer in sin until he sees the problems that I am going through. Because he is the cause. He is the cause for me now. He is the cause for me, drowning in Jahannam, rotting in Jahannam. He was the cause. So let him not see the truth. Let him suffer in evil until he sees the problems that I am going through now. And they meet up. Second person passes away. And when they meet up, they say, what a terrible person. What a miserable person. Because of you, I am suffering like this. And had not been for you, I would have been suffering like this. Now, you look at this hadith, then you look at the Sahaba Kiram and the Tabi'in, those that had seen the Sahaba Kiram. You look at Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So, then you're getting Tabi'is coming in, and they're looking for the best, better persons. One person says, I sat in the masjid, I raised my hands, and I'm making dua, Allahumma anis wahshati, warham ghurbati, wa yassirli jalisan salihan. Another, I'm a stranger in this place here, have mercy on me. I'm lonely, Allah Ta'ala, give me a company. Wa yassirli jalisan salihan, give me a good company. So when he's coming into this new territory, this is the first dua, and grant me a good company. The Imam Shafi Sabrahman says that it would seem like these people of the past, the primary concern was that is the company right? Most of the people that go off, it is on account of the companionship. Company is not right. And because the company is not right, they're going off. And they don't underestimate the good company and the evil company. Don't underestimate. It may be just one line that will be sufficient for you to collapse. Just one line. Just one line. You just mention something and the person's whole attitude just changed. Sometimes for the wrong and sometimes for the good. But just one line. He had to say you one line and your mind got just poisoned straight. Right. Man is good and he does good all his life. But one person to poison his mind, Bismillah, just be careful of him. He appears to be good, but you know, he's got daggers for you. Now, all the time, you were running well, everything was going well, and he had to just insert one waswasa, one evil thought in your mind. And what happened? Your whole take is different. You're looking at the person differently, negatively, and he must be totally innocent of it. But because this person, right, he's got some reservations, right? So, when he's got the reservation that he's poisoning your mind, so he's grouping up against you. You see that? He's grouping up, and grouping up against you, just that evil thought. See? So, the positive is good, and the negative is also a fact. That good company, that one thought, and what it can do to you. So, this Sahaba-e-Kiram way like that. They're going into an area by... Everything will carry on. The world is Allah Ta'ala's. We need to see that we are secure. For your house, what you look for your good cover. Don't you look for your cover? For your cover and your children's cover, you're looking for it. So, how conscious are we about our dini cover, our dini security? Are we conscious about it? The material cover, people are doing a lot of things, burglar guards and whatever things they're doing, right? But the burglar guards against shaitan, against your nafs, against the shaitanic whispers that are overwhelming you all the time, against the phones and the gadgets that you've got, the burglar guards that you have got for that, have you got any burglar guards for that also? Have you got any security for that? We say, no, that's alright, no, Allah Pak is Ghafoor Rahim. So that means Allah Pak is Ghafoor Rahim only for that. So for your deen, he's not Ghafoor, for your dunya, he's Ghafoor Rahim, and your deen is alright. Let it carry on. So our whole thing, our whole attitude becomes one-sided, selective. The dunya, you don't interfere with that. But deen, always we can experiment with it. Do something, don't do it. Listen, don't listen. Now these people that are, that hadith about Mu'az, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, you know, so that Tabi that is with him, he says that I looked and I found Mu'adh ibn Jabal to be the best person. So then he says, فَمَا فَارَقْتُهُ, look at the words, فَمَا فَارَقْتُهُ حَتَّى دَفَنْتُهُ فِي الشَّامِ. Then I remained on his side. I remained on his side until the end, until I buried him. See that? I didn't move away from his side until I buried him. Then after he passed on, then too, I wasn't complacent. Then I looked around after him now. Who's the best person now? that I went around looking around, making dua to Allah Ta'ala, istikhara, etc. And I found Ibn Mas'ud, he's the best person. Then I remained with him right till the end. See that? So Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sabrahim is saying that that was the primary concern of the people of the past, that have I got the right company. And the right company will give you the right thinking. The right thinking will reflect the right behavior. And if the person himself is not right, then he'll give you the wrong symbol. The signal will be wrong. When the signal will be wrong, the direction will be wrong. It may be very innocent words, right? Words may be very innocent. But what that words can do to you, it can destroy you. You see, the worst, right, is another name for shaitan. The worst is another name for shaitan. Why? Anything that turns you away from Allah Ta'ala is shaitan. Ya bani Adam, alam ahad ilikum Allah ta'abudu shaitan. So anything that turns you away from Allah Ta'ala is shaitan. Some years ago, maybe 5 years ago or something, so someone asked me about feminism. What's your take on feminism? I say I see a strong similarity between feminism and Satanism. So now that thing went viral. Well, you should go through a little bit ghabarat, what's happening now? It went viral. So people wrote against, for, it went viral, whatever. So the people's opinion mustn't worry about. Why? أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ. What do you think? Most people understand. إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like animals. Allah's word is what? إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. They are worse off. Now why did Allah liken them to animals? In fact, worse than animals. Why did He liken them to them? Right, to understand this, to understand the whole ecosystem, the whole universe, how it works. I mean, this entire universe is the design of Allah Ta'ala, right? And every creation is executing its duty. Sun has been made how many thousand years ago, Allah Ta'ala knows, right? And we don't have to go into this, it's going for a million years, and so many things rotten, and even underground, it rotten, fossils, it became into coal, and then you mining, I leave all that. That science may be right, may be 100% wrong. One Musalli, this morning he's telling me, that when we were in school, when he was in school in the 1960s, so in the 1960s they were taught in school that the sun is stationary and the earth is revolving around. That was in the 60s, right? She says, now the recent research is, no, the sun is also moving. So, you don't know whether the science is moving in the right direction or wrong direction. This now in the 60s, this is not long, 60s, only 60 years ago, right? So, they're going in one direction that the sun is stationary. And now 60 years later, the whole talking has changed. So they're taking the wrong direction, or they're taking the wrong right direction, so don't believe in it. It may be true now, one in 50 things may be true, right? Like you say, there's a child in the womb, there's a boy in the womb. Actually I said, no, there's a girl. So, if the girl said, no, I told you, girl, she has to take a chance, 50%. So no, it's a 50% chance. So he said, first boy, then he said, girl. He said, girl, and I said, I told you it was a girl. See, so that's science. So they can't be accurate. And they can be playing around, experimenting with your lives. They can be experimenting with your iman. But Allah is saying, in whom illa kalanam. Tahsabu an aksarahum yasma'una yaqin. Do you think they've got brains? They're like animals, Quran is saying, but even worse than animals. But why worse? So I said, this whole system is Allah Pak's, right? And each thing is carrying out its duty. Sun is doing its duty. From the time we know, it's not faltering in its duty, it's going on the course. Do you hear the sun out of course? At any time of the year, on course. The moon is doing its duty. whether 29 days or 30 days is doing its duty, waxing and waning, right? The winds are doing their work from the time that you know, is doing their work, right? If there was no wind, the ships couldn't have been navigating. The clouds couldn't have been moving. They are doing their duty, right? The ground is doing its duty, bring up the vegetation, crops. Isn't it doing? The rain is doing its duty. The animals are doing their duty. Allah Pak has created them for meat and for food, right? And then see how diligent they are. As you drive and you see cows grazing, you leave at about Fajr time, Maghrib time you're coming back, the thing is still grazing. One posture, ruku posture, and it's eating, munching away. But everything is performing its duty. Everything, every person that is in the system of Allah Ta'ala is doing its duty. The ground is doing, the sun is doing, the moon is doing, the clouds are doing their work, the winds are doing their work. But is it fair that you're not doing your work? Ja'alakum ma fil ardi jami'a. All is to be for your service. Everything is for your service. So these things may be not possessing that level of intelligence that you have. But aren't they diligently doing their work? When they're doing their work, are you doing your work? وَخَلَقْتُكُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ We created everything for you, everything to serve you. But you, what we created you? We created you for the akhirat. Now you put all your energy, all your time, everything, just chasing that digit. 1 million, 10 million, 100 million, 200. And then I'm 55, everything is cracking in you, and then you go on. Now is that the life? So Allah Pak says, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْنَامُ. That when all of these things are doing their duty, and you're not functioning right, then really, you need to revisit your whole life. Are you on the right or not? There's a lot of ways to look at life, right? And there's a lot of ways to look at the Quran Sharif. So, you'll find Allah Pak speaks about a problem, right? He speaks about the problems, and then somewhere down the end, he'll show what is the cause of the whole problem, right? Like if you look from Surah Baqarah, right until Ya Bani Israel, the second one, right? Right till then, Allah Pak is speaking about the problems of the Bani Israel. Istasqa, وَإِسْقَدَّلْتُمْ نَفْسًا وَظَلَّلْنَا فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا So all the problems of the Bani Israel. But at the end, when Allah Pak is rounding everything up, he's rounding it up, when he says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ Can you see that? When he's rounding it up, he's rounding it up with what? With the reminder of the day that you're going to be alone standing before you. So he's brought all the problems of the Bani Israel. And after when he's rounding it up, what? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ Nobody's going to be for you then. You're born alone. And you see it in your old age, you see it already when you're becoming incapacitated, handicapped. And your children don't want to be around you. And they say, hey, man, he's not going. If they're not saying it loudly, they're saying it in their minds. But man, he's not going, man. You know, our weekends, our holidays, everything is getting crushed because of this person here. Can't enjoy. You'll see it in your life. And then when you died, you know, yeah, incidents, I don't say where and when, right? But the child now has got money, and whilst the janaza is there, he's taking a breath. At last. As though he's going to live forever. فَإِمْمُتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ فَإِمْمِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ If this person is dying, are you going to be living all the time? So the way you carry on now, that only he is the spanner in the work, he's out and we'll run a very good life, a joy. Can you say that? فَإِمْمِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ Are they going to be living permanently? So when Allah Pak speaks about a problem, then he brings about Qiyamah. Remember that day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ Nobody is for anybody. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ Nothing can work. وَلَا تَنْفَعُوا الشَّفَعَةُ Nothing can work. No money can work. You can't compensate. And no person's influence can come to your to your security, to yourself, think and come. Think of that day. Again, you see, in Surah Dukhan, Allah speaks about the Bani Israel, all that, right? Problems and all that. And then, he rounds it up. مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. This whole system wasn't created as an idle sport, just as an amusement. No. مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. We have created it for a person. For a purpose we have created it. So it wasn't an idle sport. لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا. No matter the pastime, we could have done something else. Man is too insignificant. We could have done something else as a pastime. So it wasn't a pastime. So you have created the whole system for a purpose. And then, after Allah speaks the whole thing, then he says, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. The day of sorting out, that is the day of everybody getting together, finished. كَانَ مِيقَاتُهُمْ يَوْمَ أَجْمَعِينَ. See that? And then he says, يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي, like just like in Surah Baqarah, لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَمْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Mawla you can translate as friend, you can translate as guardian. A guardian will be of no good to his client. Of no service, absolutely no service. What you know, the friendship that you had, and the bond that you had, the relationship you had, and Allah says, just remember that day, لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَمْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ. No help at all. Yes, the one that is blessed by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, he is the one. He is the one that is saved. So, when you look at this verse of the Quran Sharif, you must come to the conclusion that the greatest investment is the right company. That's the greatest investment. I can't see anything better than that, right? And the worst thing is the wrong company. That's the worst. So if the right company is the best, then the bad company will be the worst. There can't be anything as bad as the worst company. Because the person is right, then he'll definitely take you to the right. But now, see, where are we going off now? I'm showing the problems where we're going off. Where we're going off now is, well, I've got good friends, so it's alright. I don't need to have someone senior monitoring me and watching over me. Now that's shaitan. See, in fiqh, right, think to yourself, if you didn't have Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi guiding you throughout, monitoring you, what would have happened? I can pick up from here, take from here, take in. Why must I be enslaved? Allah created me free. So why must I enslave myself? Won't that run through your mind? There's a fatwa about talaq, three talaqs is three talaqs. But there's one isolated one. Three talaqs will equal to one talaq. Let's go for that. You know, we lived in marriage for 45 years. And now just one shot and end this whole thing up. Just take this isolated one. Can you see that? So this will happen in your fiqh. There was one, Mawla Siddiq Hassan Bhopali. So he was the leader of all this Salafi and this Ghair Muqallideen. And it was his conclusion, after many years he come to that conclusion. See what he's saying? He says, those that went into this Ghair Muqallidiyat, right? Then that was one step, they went into Ghair Muqallidiyat, they didn't follow any imam. From there, what happened to them? From there, they saw, even in this Ghair Muqallidiyat, right, there is some type of shackles. Don't do this and don't do this. Do this and don't do this. So from here, they found some restrictions and some shackles. So from there, they jumped on to Christianity because they felt there's no shackles there. Talk with women, mix up, music, everything must do. Because they found some shackles in Islam, even though we're not following an imam, but there's some shackles here, there's some restrictions here, there's some prohibitions here. So there's more freedom in Christianity. So let's hop from here to Christianity. After all, it's also a divine religion. See this liberalism, freedom of thought, from where it takes you. So he's now, he's Ghair Muqallid, he's an imam, and he's coming to this conclusion that this leads you to this. Because it's also got some restriction. It's also got some shackles. You can't do this, you can do this. You may do this, you may not do this. So move on. See how it leads you, how it misleads you. And then after they've moved on to Christianity, then they feel, they also feel again, that Christianity also has got some restriction. You can't divorce. Christianity, Roman Catholic, you can't divorce. Married for life. Right? So you can't divorce. So they found the restrictions in Christianity, said, alright, the restrictions also here, so let's move on to atheism. La mazhabiyat, see that, from where? From muqtaqlid, you became freelancing, from freelancing you went to Christianity, from Christianity now you got no religion at all. Now that is in all your fiqh, you know, the laws, what to do and what not to do. But in the matter of tasawwuf, your own guidance, spiritual guidance, there we thought to ourselves, alright, there you need a monitor to take you through. Someone to inspect you that you're going on, right? But no, I'm all right now. I've got good friends, so I won't get misled now. So I don't need someone. See how the shaitan is playing tricks. So he said do this, but I can do my own thing. I can make my own judgment. So like in fiqh zahir, if you don't have a monitor, you don't have Abu Hanifa, will that bring you to your disaster or not? So if that's going to bring you disaster in your fiqh zahir, will this not bring you to your disaster in the fiqh batin? Will it not? If this is going to bring your disaster in the fiqh zahir, in the fiqh that you can see, right? Now this is the fiqh that is very, very subtle and discreet. Now, can this lead you to your disaster? In my understanding, it can lead you to greater disaster. Because many a times the reward is just based on the batin. The niyat, is it right or not right? Just based on the ikhlas, you are getting rewarded, credited or discredited. The credit or the discredit is just based on the intention. And the intention is batin. For the fiqh zahir, so much of fiqh, 20 kitab, you know, check and did this, whatever. And fiqh zahir, that's what you did. Fiqh batin, did you make that type of fiqh? So are you balanced? So when you're not balanced, that means your batin is quite rot. Now you're going to have batini problems, doubts, whim, doubts, all these things will happen to you. Because you didn't invest in that. You didn't commit yourself to it. You committed yourself to the zahir, but have you committed yourself to the batin as you ought to? When you didn't, then now you're going to be stormed by doubts, suspicions, whim, all these things are going to come and attack you. And you're not going to, it'll drown you so much to such a point that the person that is in drowned in that, he is so compound and so drowned that he doesn't realize that I am in the wrong. You're so lost in the wrong that you don't even realize that I am in the wrong. Then he must be just on some kush or something, no, I'm on the right. Some spiritual experience and I'm the right. So is there a way for a person like this to come out of it? So he's gone so deep into it. But you see that fiqh zahir and the kitabs that we'll write, we'll talk, fiqh about zahir. You must follow some imam. But this now, why do we become so relaxed? But you see the Satanism. So if this is a problem, I ask you, can't this be a problem? So where it's coming from, see, this freedom of thought. For some time I'm thinking, you know, that, I got this line from Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fasani, rahmatullahi. He used to say, at that time, I read it first, alright, alhamdulillah, the grace of Allah, that's all he says, the grace of Allah. But when I hear something like this, then I take it to heart. Then maybe sometimes at the beginning I won't think too much of it. But it's not that it's forgotten, it's there. But he mentioned something that really caught me, right? He says, whatever new inventions that are coming after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, any new invention is coming about, then there must be some darkness in that. No matter what it is, but it's coming after Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there will be some dullness, some darkness. I ask you, the phone, isn't that a conglomeration of all the darkness? Look at what he's saying, that if some invention, technology, whatever, comes after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there must be some darkness in this. So Alhamdulillah, I took it to heart. But what they say, it will unravel slowly, slowly. Look at it nicely. Look at it from different angles, different perspective. Then you see the rot. You see the dirt. You see the filth in it. But then when you see the filth in it, then there can be one of two situations, whether you're registering or you're making an excuse for yourself. When you're making an excuse for yourself, then there's no way for you. Because you are making an excuse for yourself. The Anbiya alayhi salam, look at their lives, right? I mentioned that in the Jummah Khutbah, you know. About four Anbiya alayhi salam I can count. If someone looks more, he'll find even more. Right? When that mistake is brought before them, alright, the mistakes of their mistakes were not based on emotions or temptations, right? It was the reasoning, the fault of the reasoning. But their position in the side of Allah is so high that Allah Pak wants them not to even make a mistake in the reasoning. So you can imagine now how high they are. That for the next person, if you made a mistake in the reasoning, you're still getting one reward. Al mujtahidu idha ijtahada fa asaba falahu ajran wa idha akhta falahu ajrun. Can you see that? But for them, that mistake is also counted as a wrong. But the moment Allah Ta'ala brings it to their attention, what is the response? Adam alayhi salam, immediate confession, Rabbana Salamna. Right? Now, with that confession, what comes? Then comes acceptance. ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. When he came? At which point? After confession, after admission to Allah Ta'ala, your remorseful admission you made, Allah Ta'ala opened the doors. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. But that confession had to come. Nuh alayhi salam again, when he's making dua for his child, إِنَّ بْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعَدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, corrects him. لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Now his dua is also wrong. Imagine. Can you see the Anbiya now? What level they are? That even if you're making a dua, and a small error you make in the dua, that's also counted as a wrong. Now someone making dua here, say, hey, what a great thing. Your child making dua here. My child, I'm making dua. But the Anbiya are at such a level that one word also mustn't be wrong. So straight away he confesses, إِلَّمْ تَغْفِلْلِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي إِنِّي أَعُوذُبِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِلْلِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So all this is then related to the zahir or to the batin. Ask yourself, is it related to the zahir or the batin? So they must have invested in the batin so much that they could notice it now. And then comes, قِيَ يَا نُوحُ بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا وَبَرَكَاتٍ. Now salams and barakat. But when the salam and barakat came, after the confession, now we don't want to do that. No, don't want to retract, don't want to confess. We hard in what we are thinking about and what we are doing. No confession, no retraction. Can you see the line that we are taking? Then you move on again, right? See Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, right? Forget him, right? فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِسَ فِي بَطْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, right? So, at the time that he's being swallowed as well, he is blaming himself by mera kusur. See that as admission of guilt. So, there can't be any teacher greater than the Anbiya alayhi salam. There can't be. They're showing you. Otherwise, it's illustrating. And then after that, what happens? When there's admission, then, فَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِيَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. The acceptance kicks in at that point, when there was confession, there was regret and remorse. From that point, then we made him a means of the hidayat of hundreds, of more than 100,000. وَرَسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِيَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. But at which point it came? Can you see that? Admission. So now the style, the thinking has gone off. Why I say the thinking has gone off? Is there hardly any person that is giving a commitment in fiqh batin. If there's a commitment, then fiqh zahir. What is visible. And I'm showing all the acceptance that came in from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam to Yunus alayhi salam At which point, from the fikr zahir or fikr batin? Which sarva from? Which sarva? Allah points out the mistake and straight away there's acceptance. And straight away Allah blesses them after that. So, the cause of the weak, this tasawwuf, if someone understands it, it's so natural, you know, so natural, that I can't see something more natural than tasawwuf. So there was a doctor, he had some work, right? So in the course of the conversation, he's telling me, قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ, in the course of the conversation. Really? قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ, in the course of the conversation, he's telling me that he's treating someone that's on drugs, right? So I'm listening attentively. Rather, if someone is talking sense, right, I like to listen to him. Because I can learn something. I must learn. Life is about learning, right? I can learn something from him. So in the course of the conversation, he's telling me, see, it's easy to work with the person and you can expedite the whole journey if the person is confessing. He's confessing. See that? He's not in denial. And if he's in denial, hey, this thing will take very long. Now he's taking a chakkar in a circle. No, I didn't do this and I did this and I meant this and I didn't do this. So he's in denial. He's not confessing. So I explained to the doctor, but you know what? In tasawwuf they say the same thing. Almost Thami Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, ke, mere yahan pehla qadam fana hai. And that fana, what does it mean? The fana means, then reveal your true colors. Then leave yourself. Your ego, your reputation, everything, leave it, give it up. Give up everything and give your true self. That's the meaning of fana. So here also the same thing, what the doctor is saying, in the medical, in the spiritual, exactly the same. And you're not going to give that completely, fully, honestly, then you're going to delay the whole journey. You're taking the person to a chakkar. The sheikh knows this person is giving me a run, right? Putting me in a chakkar. Let him be pleased in what he's doing. فَذَرُمْ يَخُودُوا يَا الْأَبُوا, let him play. حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوَعَدُونَ, until they come up on the day which they have been warned about, then their eyes will open up. Now they can't see it. They feel that they give you a game, playing, and they think they're doing the right. They're doing their own thing, and they feel they're doing the right. Right? But now, the day that their eyes open, then they say, hey man, I lost it. 40 years of my life, 50 years of my life, just went like that, just didn't pass. I would have just taken the route of humility, humbled myself, listened to the person, and I would have been so miles ahead. But I thought, no, I was something, and I can apply my brains, I can do my own thing, and see what this thing has taken me, how far backwards it's just thrown me backwards. But you see the same line that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving. He gave the same line to Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, right? Same line. کہ میں نے اپنے بڑوں سے بس ایک ہی سبق سیکھا. I learned just one سبق from my elders, جہاں تک ہو سکے اپنے آپ کو مٹاؤ. As far as possible, just break yourself. I'm nothing. Give up your true self. Your true self, what is your true self? You are clay, so remain, behave like clay. Behave like dust. Before you are dust, then behave like dust. See the dust, people walk around, they jump, they miss, they do everything, but the dust remains dust. So the dust is an asset as long as it remains dust. But the dust becomes stubborn. Hey, I'm a stone now, I'm a rock, I'm a pillar now. Can you do the same work out of the dust? Your activities are carried out, you are walking, you are interacting, you are doing a lot of things. Your pathway is all in dust. Right? As long as the dust remains dust. But the dust doesn't want to remain dust. Can it be an asset from that point? No, it can't be an asset. You're planting, everything is coming up. Vegetation is coming up. Everything is coming up because the dust remains as dust. And the moment it changes itself, I ask you, can you carry out the activities? Can you sustain life? No, it can't. So Allah is telling you repeatedly, خَلَقَكُم مِّن تِينٍ خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ, I made you out of dust. Why? If he said it once, we knew it. But why did he repeat it? About 10 times I look at the Quran and say, خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ. Why? Why is he repeating the sabak? That we made you out of dust, just remain dust. remain dust, you will go through. But now you are made of dust, but you don't want to remain dust. I'm something unique, I'm distinct, I'm something else. I'm not just an ordinary person, I'm something else. I want to keep my distinction. Then keep your distinction. Rumi Rahmatullah says, you've been a rock for all these years and you didn't see anything sprouting out of you. What he says? You've been a rock all the years and you didn't see anything sprouting. In other words, he wasn't productive. For some time, please, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, just reduce yourself to dust and see how you'll become productive. See the words, that for all these years you've been a rock, you've been hard, you've been stubborn, right? You've been using your own brains, right? For all the years. And you didn't see yourself to be productive. Now for some time, please, for Allah's sake, just reduce yourself to dust. I'm nothing. When I'm nothing, then someone else must drive me. I must just have a monitor. The monitor must just tell right, left, move on, straight. He must just tell me, I'll just move on. Then, won't the monitor find it a pleasure to take the person? But you got a mind of your own, and you want the monitor to also to drive with you. Can it happen? It can't happen, because the monitor sees that it's not the right thing. But because he's stubborn in his ways, so let him carry on. Zarhum. Yakhudu wa yalabu. Let them carry on amusing themselves. Because he repeatedly tells them, but they want to carry on their ways now. Well, what can I do? What else can I do? You can't do more than that. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ Are you going to force them? Then that's left to them. Someone was asking me, people come, this technology and Google also mess things up quite badly. So they read a lot of things. So I say, what's the difference between now Naqshbandi and Chishti and all that? All the years, these questions didn't occur to us. We just know Hazrat Ji, right, he said this, do it, finish, kalas, end of the story. Whether you understand it or not, but Hazrat Ji said this, pass, carry on. He said this, do it. You want this time of the time, we are in kalas. Then, after years, 50 years, 60 years, then you see the wisdom in what he had said. Some things you see this wisdom straight away. I don't say that this Tobi is sunnah, but we just blindly followed. We didn't ask the man. We didn't question him why he's saying this and why not saying this. He said this, right, let's do it. Let's let it be. Let it be. And alhamdulillah, we felt a lot of comfort, ease, direction, satisfaction in keeping to that. Sometimes I tell the youngsters that many a time I have to be writing a letter every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks at a letter. But I write the letter, and that time there was no emails and B-mails and all that, right? So that time you were posting, going to the post office, going to post that thing. I hardly posted the thing, and I can see the thing coming, the goodness coming already. I can get the understanding, the rightness, I can see the direction already coming in. So that means Allah Ta'ala likes you so much. You took the initiative, you were consulted, you found out. At the beginning, the 1970s, 80s, I'd like to see now Muslim affairs. War in Afghanistan, here, there, all that. So I wrote up to Azaji, I said, sometime I'd like to see now the Muslim affairs, what's going on in the world now. So Azaji had a strange way. Chutkala way, it's an anecdote you give the ilaj. But I think the ikhlas was so great, so magnificent. He said, all he said, haan usse kuch fayda hota hoga. Istifa mein inkari, isn't it? What's that? Istifa mein. You may be noticing some good in that. That's all. But now I wonder, hey, what's that did? After that, the taste for the news, everything just collapsed in me. Hey, what are we wasting our time? 1 hour, 2 hours listening to the radio, listening to the senior. Although we look at Islamic affairs. But after that, what happens? Did I ever raise my hand, make dua for them, read through namaz, do something for them? Nothing. It's just a pastime. So, he crushed it at the root in one letter. But that revolves around your confidence and your love, your respect for the person. One sentence was enough to push you right. Just one sentence of his, And then he puts you right. And up till now, alhamdulillah, Hazrat is passed away now, 31 years, because he passed 92, huh? 92, so 31 years. But up till now, the craving is gone, like nothing. I used to like to go and meet, you know, sometimes, friends and all that. I spoke to Hazrat, he said, no, don't do it. That craving went away, then you meet, but zarurat ki had tak. Then Hazrat, that's the main person that you'll meet. When he's here or abroad, we will meet him. Others, by the way, right, a little bit, some help, some assistance, some advice, all right. But he's like the Qibla. He's a direction. But now, until and unless we weren't born to that level, you don't get the barakat of the silsila. The person may not be significant. But obviously, he's a link. He's a link in the whole chain. When it's a link in the chain, then you want that current to run, you have to link yourself up. Though he may be nothing, right? He may be insignificant, but he's the link on the chain. When he's the link on the chain, you have to link yourself up to get the type of benefit. See how it works. This morning, there's no time now. Someone said, hey, but this is, some of you all are making too much of tashaddud, you know. Too much of tashaddud. Someone says, being ghulu. So it's extremism, you know, you're fanatics and, you hear the story, so you just take, when people talk like this, then you just take it. Alright, he's getting happy what he's saying, mashallah, very good. As long as someone is getting happy, it's alright. So, I don't take it serious. If someone says fanatic and ghulu and extremism, tum khush ho gaye, mashallah. But another story. Why must I get into it? Mera kuch fayda hoga. No fayda. But now they don't understand these things here. When they don't understand and they don't want to refer to anybody, so you don't understand something in perspective. Al-Mu'tami Sahib Rahmatullah, you know, we can listen to one, two stories, right? To understand. One person came up to him and said, you know, I go to the shop. Really, I don't want to buy the milk and all from there, but that girl that is standing there, you know, she's too smart. I can't forget her. She's too smart. I go there, talk a little bit, and get a little bit of a satisfaction. I said, it's haram, don't do it. So, I can't leave it. I came, one tight slap. Now, you hear the other stories of Hazrat Mu'tami Sahib Rahmatullah, but you hear this story. So, now, what you want to hear, you're hearing that. And what you don't want to hear, you just sort of keep it aside. So, Hazrat's one murid saw this person after some time. He didn't recognize. Say, you know who I am? See, other person just spoke about that smart girl. See, from the day I got that one shot, you know, he gave me one shot, you know, he broke me down. That whole mohabbat got broken down. Finish. One shot, you know. Allahu Akbar.